You're a vet considering alternative options for your vet career. You're finding yourself exhausted at the end of each day of work, with barely enough energy to cook dinner, let alone the energy for hobbies and those closest to you. You're stressed, you're lacking confidence in your decisions, and your mental health is suffering as a result. You're wondering, is this it? How do you find alternative options for your vet career when all you've ever done is be a vet? You are what you do every day, and if what you do every day is non-stop filled with being a vet, it's very difficult to look in the mirror and not only see a vet. And the problem is, if you combine that with a downward spiral of lack of energy, stress, and reduction in happiness, it leads to you considering leaving clinical practice, but they're paying you too much for you to leave. But what if there are not only alternatives for your vet career, but a realistic path to get there? In this episode, you're going to learn how. But before we do that, if you're a vet wanting to finally take back control, find the life you've always wanted, and design a career that works for you, I'll share what next steps you can take at the end of this episode. Stuck in your veterinary career and need help taking the next steps? My name is Steve O'Ely, and my mission is to help you take the next steps in your veterinary career so you can find more happiness and fulfillment in your job and your life. You're listening to Next Step Vet. Join us on our journey to a more enjoyable life. I'm founder of Next Step Vet, Steve O'Ely. As well as being a vet, I'm also a transformative career coach, running the Next Step Vet Career Accelerator, where we help vets design rewarding and fulfilling careers of their own. I was once where you are, stuck in a vet job I was not enjoying. Long days of consults, demanding clients, and a lack of meaning in my job. Feeling more like a small cog in a large wheel than a balanced and fulfilled professional. Even worse, it felt like my only purpose as a vet was to make as much money as possible for a giant corporation than to actually make a difference. I was exhausted, disillusioned, and burnt out. To make matters worse, my relationships were suffering as a result. One day, after another long day of work, I came home and my partner said to me, "Steve, I don't look forward to you coming home from work." That was the day I realized something needed to change. Since that day, I sought professional help from both a life coach and a career coach, where I learned the lessons I'm going to share with you today. You're going to learn how to identify your transferable skills from your vet career, how to mind map alternative options for your career, and a secret ingredient that will turn your skills and career alternatives into genuine job opportunities. And I'll give you one simple challenge you can do today to turn these ideas into reality. In doing this work, I discovered a well-tread path towards discovering alternative options for my vet career. In the process, I've designed a rewarding and fulfilling vet career of my own. And now, I'm going to help you do the same. So you're a vet considering alternative options for your vet career, and deep down, you know that there are other jobs out there for you. You've seen vets leave clinical practice and take roles at pharmaceutical companies, government, or even teaching. You know vets who run businesses, have leadership roles, or have even started their own company. You maybe even know a vet who's gone on to something even more exciting. And yet, you're lost. You know these roles exist, but where do you even start? In this episode, I'm going to share three simple steps to discovering alternative options for your vet career. This isn't the entire process, and it isn't as in-depth as the Next Step Vet Career Accelerator, but it's a good starting point. Number one, identify your transferable skills. As a vet, we often feel like we've got a lot of skills that are useful in practice, working up complex cases, analyzing diagnostic results, surgery, and all the other jack-of-all-trades jobs we do. But it's often hard to pinpoint our transferable skills, particularly those useful in non-clinical roles. Some people might call these our unique strengths. Rather than repeating myself, if you want a breakdown of how to identify your strengths, listen to episode 7 and 8 of the podcast to find out. But in summary, an easy and powerful way to identify your unique strengths is to do the Clifton Strengths Assessment. Having identified your strengths will help with the next step. Number 2, mind mapping alternative options for your career. You now know what your strengths are, which is helpful, but how do you create career options with this information? Mind mapping. Mind mapping works by using random word association, allowing you to come up with ideas you most likely wouldn't have even considered. This technique generates a lot of ideas, and because it's a visual method, it bypasses the logical part of the brain, which is important if you want to access your subconscious thoughts. The mind mapping process has 3 steps. Number 1, pick a topic. Number 2, make the mind map. And number 3, make secondary connections and create career ideas. To pick a topic for your mind map, I recommend choosing one of your top 5 strengths. Step 2 is drawing the mind map. For this, you need to take the original idea, your strength, and write down 5 or 6 things related to this idea. Here's the most important part. Write down the first word that comes to mind. If you overthink it, it defeats the purpose of the mind mapping exercise, as you'll be able to use your logical brain to censor answers. Literally write down the first thing that comes to your mind, then the next, and then the next idea. Once you've written down 5 or 6 words related to the central word in the mind map, repeat this process with the words in the second ring. Come up with at least 3 or 4 ideas from the words in the second ring. The words that come up for you do not necessarily need to be associated with the words in the center of the ring, only the words in the second ring. The whole process should take less than 5 minutes. You want to do this process fast so that you put down ideas and bypass your inner censor. This is a creative process, and you don't want your subconscious brain to limit what ideas you come up with. The final step is to take this random association of words and highlight a few words that sound interesting or that jump out at you and mash them up together into a few career ideas. You want to highlight words from the very outer layer of the perimeter of the mind map, because that is the stuff that is 2 or 3 steps away from your conscious thought. Come up with at least 1 career idea based on the highlighted words and the outer ring of your mind map. Repeat this process for all 5 of your top strengths, with 1 strength being at the center of each of the 5 mind maps. By the end of this process, you should have at least 5 alternative career ideas for your veterinary career. As best as you can, try to come up with career options based on the words you've highlighted, not what you currently consider a normal or respectable career. In this early part of your career journey, you want to be approaching your career with curiosity and avoiding judgment. One of your career alternatives may be something as crazy as doing dance shows at a wildlife park. And while this might not be a realistic career option for you, there will be some truth within that alternative career idea. So now you have a few, possibly wild, career ideas for your vet career. This leads us to our final step. Number 3, the secret ingredient that will turn your strengths and career alternatives into genuine job opportunities. Networking. Networking by asking accomplished vets for advice. Networking by going to conferences and engaging with people you find interesting. Networking by offering to help colleagues in an area that interests you. Networking will help you more than any other skill in your career. How? By networking, you will connect with people who have already walked the path you want to take and will guide you along the way. How can you use networking to turn your career ideas into genuine job opportunities? Reach out to people doing things related to the exciting career ideas you just created. When you network in areas that interest you, opportunities will appear that excite you. You might get invited to help out on an interesting project, to meet with someone doing an interesting role you've never heard of, to apply for a job that is far more up your alley than routine clinical work. When you reach out to people, you've demonstrated an interest in them, and they will want to help you. They won't necessarily be able to give you a job, but they might be able to point you in the direction of someone who can. We discuss networking in greater detail in episode 14 of this podcast. It's all well and good discovering your strengths and using this to create alternative options for your vet career. But how do you actually make change? Networking will help, but if you're barely surviving your work weeks, how do you take action in your career? In going through my own career challenges, I've developed a coaching program specifically for vets to help you design a career to work for you, based on the work of career experts, along with my own experience in the veterinary industry. In each episode of the podcast, I'll share with you one simple, achievable step to help you on your own career change journey. Your next step is complete the Next Step Vet Alternative Career Options Worksheet. Next step accepted. I've already shared the overview of creating alternative options for your vet career. If you want this in a more easy to use format, where you can see everything laid out for you, email me, steve@nextstepvet.com, with the word options, and I will send you the guide. So this week, complete the Next Step Vet Alternative Career Options Worksheet. Next step accepted. That's it for this episode of Next Step Vet. Three key take-homes. Identifying your transferable skills is the first step you need to figure out where you can add value to the world and enjoy it. We go into detail about your transferable skills, or strengths, in episodes 7 and 8 of the podcast. Mind mapping is an easy way to generate alternative options for your vet career, and the secret ingredient that will turn your skills and career alternatives into genuine job opportunities? Networking. We talk about this more in episode 14 of the podcast. I'm host and creator Steve O'Ely. Thanks for tuning in to Next Step Vet. If you're finding this podcast helpful for your veterinary career, don't forget to subscribe. And if you're feeling extra generous, a 5-star rating on Apple or Spotify is appreciated. In our next episode, you'll discover why your location is not the limiting factor in your career you think it is. If you're a veterinarian interested in taking the next steps in your career, designing a career that works for you, bringing you more joy and fulfillment, visit nextstepvet.com, book a discovery call, and allow us to share how we can help you so you can stop feeling stuck in your job and start designing a career that works for you. The links are in the show notes. Next Step Vet is produced by me, Steve O'Ely. Editing is thanks to Alex Van Rose. Show theme is Cymbidium by WMD. And background music is created by Soundstripe. This was a production of Next Step Vet, the veterinary career podcast, helping you on your journey to a more enjoyable life. Next Step Vet is produced by me, Steve O'Ely. Editing is thanks to Alex Van Rose. Show theme is Cymbidium by WMD. And background music is created by Soundstripe. This was a production of Next Step Vet, the veterinary career podcast, helping you on your journey to a more enjoyable life.